Good morning, everyone. Today is Dalid, the fourth day of Marcheshvan Tavshin Pei Aleph, and we continue our learning together, personal growth and character development. We've been discussing how it is a person should focus on their primary midos. What are the things, the traits, the attributes that pull us, that bring us to the attention, to the focus, the things that attract us to be the best version of ourselves? So this morning I want to share with you two sources. The first is the Netziv in Ha'emek Dovar, in his commentary in Parshas Shalach at the end of the Parsha, where he explains that if a person comes to ask, what is the straight path? What is the way? In Ba Adam Lishol Eze Derech Yisharish Yavrlo BaDerech Limudo B'ma Lios Zartfei. What is the path that a person should choose for himself in the way that he should learn, that he should study, or with which mitzvah that he should most be careful? So he explains that the pasuk is found in Koheles, where the pasuk tells us the halach bedarchei libicha, that one should walk in the path of your heart. What your heart tells us, ma beliba nimshach acharav, what your heart is pulled after is clearly, it's barur, it's clear to you that your soul, your neshama, perceives it to be good for you. Ki ze inyan tov lefi koyach nafsho, that is the essence of your soul. What is it that you're pulled after? Focus your attention on what it is that your lev, your libicha, pulls you and desires you towards. That's where a person should know. So when a person asks, which all of us must do, what is the path that I should learn? What is the path of the mitzvah that I should be most careful and conscientious? So says the pasuk in Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech, v'holach bedarchei libicha, follow the path of your heart. That's what the Netziv writes in Ha'emek Dovar. And similarly, in Atar LaMelech, Rav Avram Pam, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, he writes that your natural inclinations, like we understand this pasuk, that your natural inclinations show your portion in Hashem's plan. We are all part of the, you know, the plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the symphony, the orchestra, the sounds of the Ribbono Shel Olam's beautiful world and the tapestry for which we ourselves are emplaced and put in. That a person who feels kol mishiyesh lo netia benafsho leize inyan tov, says Rav Pam, that one who feels a special pull toward a specific area of good deeds, in b'Torah, v'im b'Tfila, or b'Chesed, whether it's in Torah, whether it's in study, whether it's in prayer, or is it, if it's in some other act of Chesed, or some other type of sort, so that person has to realize, he achizosoi be'etz achayim. This is his connection to the tree of life, meaning to the Torah, this is his connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And through this, v'hu sharshu b'kedusha, this is his shayresh, this is his root, this is the kedusha, the holiness that he's able to achieve by being pulled after this. It is through this point, that is with this nekuda, that he can build himself up. Yochol livnos v'lis alois harbe, says Rav Pam, you can build yourself up in this manner. You become elevated in not just this area, but in all areas. If you just simply take care to invest great effort in it constantly. Many people talk always about investing in the stocks and the bonds and the real estate. Invest in business adventures and in ideas. But what we need to do is invest in ourselves. Invest in the greatest midos that we have. Invest in those things. The netia benafsho eze inyan tov. What are the things that our soul call us out to be connected to invest greatly effort in it constantly, never, ever, ever abandoning what is that midah tov. And as a result of doing so, we'll be able to inspire not only ourselves in that area, but then have it spill over. Kosi shuas esov v'shem eshem ekra, spill over. The cup has to first be full before it's able to spill over. And when it's full, then it spills over to all other areas of our lives. We achieve ruchnius, spirituality, be the best, very best version of ourselves, and we'll continue to grow each and every day. Personal growth and character development. I thank you all for listening, and I wish each and every one of you an uplifted, holy, and a happy day.